Well, tricky to find something in Masechtas Tamid that has to do with the Chagim of Sukkis, but we'll try. Maybe Yom Kippur and Rosh Hashanah too, all three. The Gemara here says in Chavava Mibayz that the Kainim, we learned that the Zakenim used to sleep in the Beis Hamikdash. Those Zakenim who had to be there in the morning, they slept. There were Ravdim, there were like stone steps around the area of the Beis HaMaikid, within, that went around. Those saw it on the video I showed the other week. It was very clear. And those were places where the Kohanim slept, and they were ready in the morning to get up and to do the Avodah. That's what it said in the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, on the bottom of Chafav and Mebeis, Amai? Laila Lamitais, why don't they bring beds? What do they have to sleep on these stone slabs for? So the Gemara answers, Amar Abaya, Lav Oirech Ara, La Yulei Mitais, Le Beis HaMikdash. It's not their cheretz to bring beds into the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Gemara's statement. It's interesting, Rosh, he says, Aval Karim Vekastis, but to bring covers and pillows, that's okay. I don't get it, but that's what the Rosh says. Imagine someone came to share with some pillows and covers. It would be a little upsetting. But again, to us today, the Gemara says, La Vayrachara, to bring meat ice to a Beis HaKnesses. And typically, generally speaking, we'll see in a minute, the Magen Avraham says so, typically the rules of a Beis HaKnesses, of a shul, are learned from the rules of a Beis HaMedrash, of the Beis HaMikdash, rather. Now, there's another Gemara, what? Yeah, it was right. It was the Beis HaMikid, right beyond the line of Chayil, of Kaidish. In Kaidish, not even allowed to sit. So it was right outside in the Beis HaMikid, right past the line. It was Chetzi B'Chal Kaidish. It said Chetzi B'Chal. That's where they slept. Okay. But it was within the Harbayis. It was still on the other side of the Kaisa. There's a Gemara Bava Basra on Daf Gimel that says that Rav Ashi Chazi Beit Yua B'Knishta. The Masamachsia, there was some type of breach in the shul of Masamachsia. So he wanted to pressure the people to fix it. Ayla Lapurialasam, he brought his bed there. So he brought his bed into the Beis HaKnesses, and that's where he slept. Now, the pashtus is from there that you're allowed to bring a bed into a Beis HaKnesses. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet brings Yisayit from this Gemara. The Gemara says Rav Ashi brought his bed into the Beis HaKnesses. So the Rishonim ask, you're not allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. Forget about the bed. They don't ask about the bed. There's you're not allowed to sleep in the Beis HaKnesses. So the Mordechai says, L'tzayrich Beis HaKnesses, you're allowed to. If you don't have a place to sleep, you want to go sleep in Shul, that's awesome. But Letzarech Beis HaKnesses, which is what Rav Ashi was doing, it's mutter. And the language of the Shulchan Aruch, Kufnan Aleph, Siv Dalid, is it's mutter to sleep in a Beis HaKnesses, Letzarech Beis HaKnesses. It says, Kegoyim B'Leila Yom HaKippurim. People used to stay in shul the whole night of Yom Kippur. They used to go to sleep in shul. So that's called, Letzarech Beis HaKnesses. They wanted to be in shul straight. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Now here, the Magen Avraham brings on Kufnan Aleph Siv Dalet that even though Yom Kippur night you're allowed to sleep there on the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, but you're not allowed to bring a bed in. Kedisa beperakama detamid. So it's not me. I'm not comparing this to shul. It's Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is comparing our Gemara. He says that even though you're allowed to sleep in the shul on the Tzarech Beis HaKnesses, avol la'ayle lepurye is asa, like it says in perakama detamid. So therefore, you're allowed to sleep in shul. You can't bring in beds. According to the Rosh, you can bring in a pillow, but you can't do more. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Gilyain of the Shulchan Aruch, there is Matmi and the Magen Avraham. He doesn't understand. The Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to sleep in a shul, Letzarech Beis HaKnesses, and the makar of that is the Mordechai, who's going on this Gemara in Bava Basra, which was Rav Ashi, Idle lepuriyeh lahasam. Rav Ashi brought his bed into shul. The makar that you're allowed to sleep in shul at Sarah Beis HaKnesses is Rav Ashi idle lepuriyeh lahasam. So how can the Magen Avraham turn around and say, oh, but you can't bring your bed in because it says in Rosh Parakam and the Tamid. Rabbi Kiveg is matmiya on the Magen Avraham. He didn't sleep there. Just I don't see how it answers the question, though. Rav Ashi did bring in the bed, and Magen Avraham says you're not allowed to bring in the bed, right? But they're not talking about bringing in the bed. They're not talking about once it's there. It's, as you wish. The Gemara's lashon is batting sis batim joshes. We really have a pasuk at the end of Malachim. It talks about the binyan gadol, binyan katan, the bayis gadol, bayis katan. It says by the korban, so it says the beis hamikdash and the but. Beis hamikdash, those that learn there are. Yeah, okay. It has no bearing though on answering Rabbi Kivega's kasha. That's true. Anyways, this is the kasha Rabbi Kivega asks. They bring here that the Elio Rabba actually argues the Magen Avraham based on it. I saw the Mishnah Berurah brings. Both shittas, if you're allowed to bring a bed into shul, letzarah pesach knesses, he brings the Magen Avraham. But then it would be nice to answer the Magen Avraham from the kasha, from the Gemara and Bava Basra. So I'd like to share with you a yisayid. Probably you've heard the yisayid, but it's nice to try to see how many places we could apply it. In Hilchis Arba Minim, there's a very geshmak of Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer is actually on the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Vav. As you know, an esrig menumer is pasul. An esrig that's spotted is pasul. If it has spots, it's not hither. It's not a nice esrig. There are many communities in Europe where they didn't have too many esrigim. The esrig got passed around the shul, and everybody used it. And by the time it got around the shul, it was menumer. It was already a spotted esrig. So pashtus is pasul. So Sefer there writes a chiddush that it depends why it's menumer. If it's menumer, stamaz ein esrig es menumer. That's a chesaron in hadar. If it's menumer, because many yidden shook the esrig, so that's a hider. That's an esrig mahuder. As some Sefer says, a very nice svara. You see the break the places of some Sefer. The Gemara says it's pasul, and that some Sefer says, well, in this case, the svara, it's kasha. Something that's menumer because people use it, it's not chsarin and hider. Very often, what's brought in this connection is a Rashi and Chumash. In Parshas Vayishlach, it says, Eine leya rachais. The eyes of Leo Rachis were soft. So Rashi learns that it means that she wasn't good looking. Leo Rachis is a negative thing. But Rashi says, because everyone said that Gerole Shaleya is to marry Esav, and she used to cry. Because of it, I think the Sisicham says, why does Rashi say this? The Torah doesn't speak in the gnus of anybody, certainly not of one of the mice. It wouldn't say she didn't look good, except that it was for a good reason. The targum there is Einei Leya Yos, or Yoin, that she had beautiful eyes. It's not the derech of Rashi to say the opposite of targum without bringing the targum. You should bring the targum. The targum says they were good looking, and I say she was not good looking. So it's usually answered with this yisayid that. You know, an esrig menumer is ugly, but if it's menumer for a good reason, then it's beautiful. Eini leya rachais, it depends why. Eini leya yayin, it's a beautiful thing. She was crying; she didn't want to marry Esav, so therefore, that's not a chesaron. It's not a chesaron. So on the contrary, very good. Why would we focus on her physical appearance? So on the contrary, now it's good because we're not really worried about her appearance. We more want to bring out the point. That she was a tzedekis, and the fact that she had to marry Esav would be. Some Sefer himself does bring a shtickle makar for it. Some Sefer brings the Gemara in Psachim and then Samachay, The Gemara says that the Kayanim, when they shechted all the Karbanai Pesach on the Erev Yom Kippur, they used to walk Arkaviseim Aleim Dam. They were bloody up to their ankles. Some Sefer says, you go, imagine someone goes in the Beis Hamikdash, do Avaydu with bloody ankles. It would be a Bezayim. But since it was bloody from the Ribui Karban Pesach, I said, that's beautiful. So Mimela, that he calls it Ktsas Smach to his Yisayid. So this is Yisayid that it depends why something is doesn't look good, and there are really a lot of lines. There's a line they say from different Gedolim about not shaving Chomayid. It's a bazillion to the last days of Yom Tov if you go in unshaven. So they say, no, that's the hiddur. The hiddur is that you go in unshaven. I remember years ago a friend of mine told me that he was in Staten Island camp and his hat had fallen and gotten dirty. And he asked Ramesh, in those days people didn't have two hats. So he asked Ramesh if he could clean the hat on Shabbos. Ramesh said, no. He said, it's ugly. I'm going to walk around. It's a bazaar for Shabbos. He said, no, it's a beauty for Shabbos. You walk around with a hat and you show everyone that I don't clean my hat on Shabbos. So it's a beauty of Shabbos. That's what he said. I was rather thinking that Shaila, one last Shabbos, I was going to make hamaitzi. I had two chalas under the... I looked at the two chalas. One was bigger than the other. Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a baitzeh, the bigger one. But the smaller one, my wife baked. And the bigger one was purchased. So I figured that probably the nicer one was the one my wife baked, and nothing to do with the taste or not, just having to do with the. Anyway, this is the some Sefer Yisayid. Now, I want to mention quickly, tell me if this makes sense. This I'm not sure about. I was thinking maybe you could answer Akasha. It says in the Taz brings from a Gadol Echad, he says his name, Mishnah Berurah just writes Gadol Echad, that when he had a bris milah on Rosh Hashanah, he did mitzitza, and he left the blood on his lips, and he blew shofar with the blood still on his lips to connect the bris of the bris milah with the mitzvah of shofar. Mishnah Berurah brings such an hagah. So, Noda B'Yehuda, his notes on the Dogel Mevav on the side, he's matmiya. He says chatzitza. You have blood, presumably he means dry blood that's starting to dry. You have blood on your lips, and you blow shofar. It should be a chatzitza. That's the Dogel Mevav's kasha. Mishnah Berurah brings down, I don't think by name, but he brings down this kasha, chatzitza, how are you allowed to do it? So we have a rule, that chol no'isai ain't a chatzitz. Any that's a beauty is not a chatzitza. So maybe the dam bris is a good teretz. The dam bris mila on the edge of the shofar, maybe it's not chaitzitz. It's a beauty of the shofar that you blow shofar with this type of. Maybe it's a teretz. It depends probably on machlekes rishayim. If you say kol nice and a chaitzitz by shofar, but anyway, it's a possible yishuv that way. We have a connection to Rosh Hashanah. Anyway, getting back, what? Right, so the bris is supposed to be between Shachris and Musaf. That's the correct time. Very often they don't do it because if they're doing the bris at home, so they already finished davening and do the bris. But really, the proper, even on Shabbos, is to do the bris between Shachris and Musaf. Getting back to bringing a bed into a shul. Bringing a bed into a shul is a big bezayin. Of course it's a big bezayin. Why did Rav Ashi bring the bed into the shul? So Rashi... And Bava Basra says, why did he bring the bed into the shul? Because when he slept in the shul, the tiyua be'beis haknesses was in the ceiling. So it was very uncomfortable. It was it rained in on him, and Rashi says, the sun, I don't know if he slept by day in the shul, but it was very uncomfortable for him. So he brought in the bed. It's not like an Agamara. This Canaan slept there. So the Gemara says, let them bring in a bed. You bring in a bed because you want to be comfortable. That's a bazillion to the Beis HaMedrash. Rav Ashi, when he brought in the bed, that was a hiddur for the Beis HaMedrash. It wasn't for his own comfort. It was something to make that the people should feel pressured to fix the Beis HaKnesses. It was a beautiful thing. People came in. So look, Rav Ashi is so devoted to the shul that he's telling the people, I'm sleeping here until you guys fix the shul. It was a sign of him being machash of the shul, not of him being mavaz of the shul. So Mimela, it could be the Magen Avraham is not talking in that case. The Magen Avraham says, Yom Kippur night, when you sleep there. Magen Avraham says, You're allowed to sleep in Shul Yom Kippur night, but you're not allowed to bring in the bed because the Gemara here says that is a bazaar. So that's true, that you're bringing it for your comfort. Rabbi Kiva Eger is asking for the Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra didn't bring in the bed. It's not a bazaar into the Beis HaKnesses, since he's makshed the Beis HaKnesses. Imagine, Rav Ashi comes in and he sleeps there for that reason. So this maybe is a possible way to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha and the Magen Avraham. I have the Kabbalah, it's not easy to answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha, but at least to defend the Magen Avraham, we have a possible mahalach, a nice yisayid, that we managed to stick in a little about Shaifer, a little about Esrig, and even about Yom Kippur, all in 15 minutes. Okay, good Shabbos to everybody.